The chair is not there. We know that you're here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
However, we intend to go away this coming week.
So very good.
So okay. when you come to Miami, maybe I'll be have a chance to see you.
Okay. Last week we started the Rambam Hilchas Chanukah Perek Gimel. So we left off in the middle. The Rambam says that before a person eventually have another two Rambams, whoever wants. Here's another Rambam. Here's a tiny Rambam. Whoever can read this tiny letters. Okay. The Rambam quotes the Gemara that before a person lights the Neres Chanukah, he recites a bracha shekirishana b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu l'halik ner Chanukah. The Gemara asked the question, how can he say here it's in Hilchas Chanukah Perek Gimel? Should be the end. That's too far. Let's see. Kiddush HaChodesh should be after Tiny Yos. I think it's after Tiny Yos.
Can't find it.
So the Gemara raises the question, how can you say Kedishana b'mitzvah yisav b'tzivanu? The Rabbanu Shel Olam didn't command us to light Neres Chanukah. The same question the Gemara has in Megillah. The Gemara says, before you read the Megillah, you recite the bracha, she Kedishana b'mitzvah yisav b'tzivanu, al mikra Megillah. So how can you say Kedishana b'mitzvah yisav b'tzivanu? The Rabbanu Shel Olam didn't command us. So the Gemara says, you can still say a bracha. So the Gemara, in fact, Akasha, is that true? That you recite a bracha, one is about, thank you, one is about to perform a mitzvah midirabbanon. Preg the Gemara, there is a din in HaTorah that when a farmer in Eretz Yisrael grows fruits, vegetables, grain, whatever, you have to be mafresh chumas amaisvis, and you recite a bracha, oy v'lasi osam, before you fulfill the mitzvah of hafrashas chumas amaisvis, like any mitzvah. So that's a din min HaTorah. Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafresh chumas amaisvis. Then there's a din midirabbanon, if an am ha'aretz, and am ha'aretz means one is not so medaktik mitzvahs, if an am ha'aretz gives you peiris that grew on his farm, and he swears on a sefer Torah that it's gemaisit, so you're not supposed to trust him. Min ha'Torah, he is bagloipt, eidech anem v'isur, and the roiv am ha'aretz masrin hen, you should follow the roiv, and you should follow the namonis eidech anem v'isur. And with the Rabbanon, towards the end of the period of the second base Hamikdash, the Tanoi made Xerah the Rabbanon, that's called Demai. He said, when an Amoritz gives you Paris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot trust him, you have to be Mafrish all over again. So the Mishnah says, Beferit, when you Mafrish Demai, a Brach is not recited. So the Gemara thought that the reason why Brach is not recited is because it's only with the Rabbanon, and it's not Minat Torah. So don't you have a contradiction here? On the one hand, on Chanukah and Purim, where it's clearly only a mitzvah midirabbanan, you still say a bracha, kiddushana b'mitzvah sevetzivanu, even though it's only midirabbanan, then when you mafrish demai, no bracha is recited. So the Gemara has two suggestions on how to answer this contradiction, Abai and Rava. So usually whenever there's a machlokes Abai v'Rava, we always paskan like Rava, except for the six cases, the Rosh HaTevis of Yal Kigam. So the Pashta says that din should be like Rava over here. So the Gemara says, Abaye says that the reason why a bracha is not recited, demai is an exception to the rule. Mikaradin, any mitzvah midirabbanan, you do say a bracha, but demai, a bracha is not recited because it's only a sofik. It's not a vadoes at all. Fakert. The pashtus is that you should believe the amharets. So midirabbanan, they said we should treat it as a sofik, whether he's telling us the truth or not. It's only a suffix. So we have a rule, the suffix brachas lahakal. Since it's only a suffix, so you don't say a bracha. Freg de gemara kashe, on a suffix you don't say a bracha. What's with Yontav Shenish al Golias? Yontav Shenish al Golias is also, it's a make-believe chumra midirabbanon as if there's a suffix. Truth of the matter, we all know when Yontav Shenish al Golias. We know when Yontav Rishon is. So the whole thing is a chumra midirabbanon. Now we have a fixed calendar, but even before they had a fixed calendar, it was also just a chumra. They knew when Baharaya, no one ever observed Yom Kippur 2 days. Lomim boy that you don't fast 2 days Yom Kippur, you don't observe Issa Malacha 2 days Yom Kippur. How you talking if you really have a sfeika de yoima, you're not sure when Sukkot is, or you're not sure when Yom Kippur is. So the answer is no. They never introduced the Chumrah of Yantav Sheni by Yom Kippur. The Yerushalmi says there were always Hasidim and Anshei Maisa and Chutzlords who would fast 2 days Yom Kippur, who would abstain, and those who were afraid to fast 2 days because it's Sofik Sakana, so at least they would abstain from Malacha on both days, Sveika the Yom of Yom Kippur. But that's not the din. That's Amidas Chasidus. But the Mikar Adin, there's no 2 days Yom Kippur. So you see, the Farish, that even. Right. That was a Shaila. Which day is Yom Kippur? Right. Right. Which day is Yom Kippur?
You say it in the end of the series of Yeshua in Yom Kippur that you have Nila. This is already finished the day. How they can make
a Suffolk? No, Suffolk. What do you do when you have 2 days Yontif? You say today is Yontif, but you just said yesterday was Yontif. So, me Suffolk, you say on both days. Today is Yontif. We know there's only 1 day Yontif, but you observe a Sveika di Yom on both days. So the whole observance in Chutzlos, the whole observance of the second day Yontif, was always Medirabbanon. It was never really a Sveika di Yom. The whole thing is only Medirabbanon. And it's only a Suffolk. The worst it is a Suffolk. So why don't you say, just like by Demai, there's no bracha recited, so Yantav Shena Shel Golis, it's also, it's only with the Rabbon, it's only a Sufik, should be exactly the same as Demai. So Abaye answers, we're afraid, if you won't say a bracha, on this, if you won't say Kiddush on the second of Yantav, and you won't say the davening, you'll say Sufik Yibrachas L'Hakil, we're concerned, Ke'echad Delol Zalzuli Be, people will be Mezalzal on the second of Yantav, they'll start doing malacha. They'll realize that that it's only make believe in the rabbanim. So nor the kadesh lo yizalzul bo. That's why they introduced bedavki. You should say a bracha yantam shenu shol golis. Even though based on the rules and regulations, you really shouldn't say a bracha. So that's the explanation that Abai gives. Rava disagrees with Abai, and he says no. Yantav shenu shol golis mikir adin. You say a bracha. You don't have to come on to this reason kehech dalol zalzuli be. Even though it's only a suffix, it's rooted in a suffix. But the takana of Yantav Sheni is a takana b'taras vaday. What motivated the Chachamim to start the takana in the first place was because of a suffix. But still, the ma'aseh it's a takana b'taras vaday. So that you recite a bracha on Yantav Sheni Shel Golias doesn't pose any problem according to Rav. The shaila according to Rav is why don't you say a bracha on Demai? Demai is also what motivated the Chachamim was that sometimes there's a suffix. But Lamaisa, it's a takana b'taras vaday. So why don't you say bracha on Demai? So Rabbi says, no, Demai is the exception to the rule. That you don't, not like Abai says, that Yontav Sheni is the exception to the rule that you do say bracha. No, Rabbi says, Mikar Adin, whenever there's a suffix, you should say bracha. But Demai is the exception to the rule because Rabbi Mehoretz Masrin Heng, and the whole Hafrash is Demai, is only a churma midirabbana. That's why you don't say bracha over there. So the Rambam, usually whenever there's a machlokes Abai v'Rava, we pass like Rava. So the Rambam over here writes like Abai. That's what the Ravid is masik on the Rambam. Amar Avraham, he writes in Paragimel in Hilchas Chanukah, Halacha Hey, Zehatam, this explanation what the Rambam gives, that Yontav Sheni Shel Golis is the exception to the rule that you do say a bracha, despite the fact that it's a sof, this is Paragimel in Chanukah, Halacha Hey, so the Ravid is masik zehatam, this explanation that the Rambam writes, Yantav Sheni is an exception to the rule, keech delol zalzulebe, so itayna zehatam is only loit abaye. Avle Rabba cholokol, Rabba disagrees with Yomar, shein hatam le demayla mhanesha Rabba amur, it's masunhein. Avle sofek ach, any other sofek, you should say a bracha. So that's the hasogas of Ravid is a pella, why the Rambam all of a sudden decided to follow Abaye's opinion over here. So it's interesting, here we don't have, there's no Migdal Ois on the bottom of the page here. One of the Rishonim, several Rishonim wrote commentaries on the Rambam. So the Migdal Ois was soon after the Rambam. Migdal Ois's name is Rabbeinu Yontif. So the Migdal Ois passed away and his Amana married the Ritva. That's how they write in the history books. The Ritva is Gevaldik. Everybody loves the Ritva. The Ritva is fantastic. Migdal Ois is always Shvach. The Marshal writes on the Migdal Ois that he was Oivram Baltashkis on the paper. He writes such Dvar Metelim It's Narishkeit, it's about Tashkas on the paper. He never says anything. Whenever there's Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rabbi, he always says, the Rambam is right. It never gives you a logical reason. He says, the Rambam is right, that's what it says in the Gemara. You have the most difficult Rambams and no one understands what he's talking about. The Rambam is always right. He never gives anything important. But once in a while, the Migdalois quotes a Chuvas HaRambam that he sent to the Chachmei Lonel. So here, the Migdalois in Hilchas Milo, earlier, the Migdalois quotes a Chuvas HaRambam, where the Rambam writes, why did he decide to paskan like Abaye? So he says, because the Gemara in Sukkah has a three-way machlokes regarding sitting in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. If you live in Chutz Loretz, so do you observe on Shmini Atzeres and Eretz Yisrael, you don't sit in Sukkah. Sukkah is over. Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo. You don't shake a lulav and you don't sit in Sukkah. So what's the story of Chutz Loretz? Do you treat it as a sveka d'yoyma? Maybe Shmini Atzeres is really Hoshana Rabbah, so you have to sit in Sukkah. So you sit in Sukkah with a bracha, or you sit in Sukkah without a bracha, or you don't sit in Sukkah at all. So we have the Girs and the Gemara, the Hasidim don't sit in Sukkah at all. The Hasidim were not the ones who started this practice. It was already in the days of the Rishonim. They quote the Rashi. Half of the Rishonim didn't sit in Sukkah at all. And our Gemara and Sukkah, they quote the three opinions. How do you deal with Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Loretz? So the way it's printed in our editions of the Gemara, it says, V'hilchase, bottom line, how do we pass on Allah HaMaisi? You sit in the Sukkah, in Brucha L'Mirachin, you don't say a Brucha. So how can the Rishonim say that you don't sit in Sukkah at all? So apparently they didn't have that line in the Gemara. They didn't have that Girs in the Gemara. So where did it come from? No, that's what the Chassidim, some Chassidim say. No. So they say, every so often you have a line in the Gemara, the Hilchasa, and every so often Tosfos will write, this is not from the text of the Gemara. Ravina Ravashi edited the Talmud Bavli. So every so often Tosfos will write, this line, the Hilchasa, comes from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos. The Bahag was from the times of the Goyinim, and he'll always quote a sugya, and then he'll write the Hilchasa, bottom line. So every so often they took a line from the Bahag. The Bahag is written in the same Aramaic style as the Talmud Bavli. So every so often they'll take a line from the Bahag and put it into the text of the Gemara. So every so often Tosfos will say, this was added on from the Bahag, this was added on by Rabbi Hudoi Goyin, and every so often they won't say that it's from the Bahag. So apparently this line in the Gemara, that's what they say. This line in the Gemara must have been added on from the Bahag. That's why you have here for the Rishonim, didn't sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So when the Gemara there, the Rambam quotes the Psak from the Bahag. Vilchasa, Mesav Yasvinon, you sit in Sukkah, Bruchi Lo Merachini, you don't say a Bracha, Leshet Basukkah, when you sit in Sukkah and Chutz Loretz on Shmini Atzeres. So the question is, why not? Why don't you say Brach on Shmini Atzeres? So the Rambam in the Tshuva that's quoted in the Migdalois, that's the value of the Migdalois, that every so often he quotes the Tshuva's Rambam, word for word. But the Rambam sent to the Chachmei Lunel. So he writes, the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, the reason why is because we follow Abaye in the Machlokes Abaye v'Rove. What's the reason why on Demai you don't say a bracha when you're mafrish Demai, and on Yontav Sheni Shel Golis you do? Both are only mid the Rabbanon. Yontav Sheni is only mid the Rabbanon, and it's only a suffix. And Demai is only mid the Rabbanon, it's only a suffix. So Maishna, how come on Demai you don't say a bracha, and on Yontav Sheni you do? So Abai says, because Yontav Sheni, if you won't say a bracha, it'll be Kechad Elon Zalzuli Be. So the Rambam says, that's only, if it's a toss-up, is it Yontav Sheni Shel Go, is it Yontav or is it Chol? But here, Minatar it is Yontav. Shmini Atzeres is Yontav. So if you're going to say a bracha Leisha Basukeh, you're treating it like it's Hashanah Rabbah. So saying a bracha will cause people to be mezalzel. On the second day Sukkahs, on the second day Pesach, on the second day Rosh Hashanah, we say it's Yontav Sheni, you have to observe Midr Rabbanon. If you wouldn't have a Yontav Sheni, it would be Chol. You'd be walking around in the weekday clothes, and you'd be doing balochas all day long. So we say, when you observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golis, you have to say bracha on the matzah and on the morah, you got to say bracha on the kiddush, you got to say the davening, all the brachas. Why? If you're going to observe Yontav Sheni without saying all the brachas, people will be mezalzel. Here, if you'll observe Sveika de Yoima on Shmini Atzeres, you'll treat it like Hashanah Rabbah. So saying a bracha leisha basukah will be the zilzul. People will start doing malacha. They'll treat it like Hashanah Rabbah. You're not allowed to do malachas on Shmini Atzeres. Min HaTorah, we know it's Shmini Atzeres. It's a make-believe Hoshana Rabba Midrabbanan. So if you say a bracha on the Leisha Basuke, Adrabba, this will cause zilzul. So B'davke, you don't say a bracha over there.
Yeah, but son, you're adding on. In other words, not to detracting. By adding the bracha, you're making both. It's you're observing Shmini Atzeres as well. You didn't stop. You didn't give up Shmini Atzeres at all. You're doing a combination of
So the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, the only reason, the only justification why you say a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, it should really be a din de rabbanan misafik. You shouldn't say a bracha like the Mai. The only justification why you do say a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni is given by Abaye, Keichet Delol Zalzulei Be. Here that justification doesn't apply. Here it's fakir. If you'll be saying a bracha, you'll be treating it like Chalamoy. We don't want to treat it like Chalamoy. In Minatur, it's really Yom Tov. So the Rambam says himself, the reason why he paskens like Abaye is because the sugya in Sukkah is beferish like Abaye. Because in Sukkah there are three opinions. How do you observe? What do you do with Yeshiva Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres? So the one opinion is you don't sit in Sukkah at all. One opinion is sit in Sukkah and you do say a bracha. And we pasken, the Rambam paskens like the Halachas Gedolos. Meisa b'yasmin and you sit in Sukkah, you don't say a bracha. Why don't you say a bracha? Or every other Yom Tov Sheni, you do say a bracha. The answer is the whole justification to say a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni is only keheich dalol zalzul, but to be mechazik it, here saying a bracha will not be mechazik it. Fakir. Saying a bracha shows that it's only chalamoid, it's only Hoshana Rabba. And it's really, that's the zilzul. It really is Shmini Atzeres. So that's the mocker. The rabbi asked, how did the Rambam come off the paskan like Abaye? Should have passed like Rabbi. So the Rambam tells you why. In the Tshuva, he writes that he got it from the Gemara in Sukkah. The fact that on Shmini Atzeres we sit in Sukkah, you don't say a bracha. In the biography of the Satmar Rebbe, they write that Kozman that he lived in Europe, he never sat in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And when he came to America, he changed his practice. He started sitting in Sukkah. But they don't explain what changed. So one of the Boston Rebbes in Flatbush told me what changed. He said when the Satmar Rebbe first came to America, his grandfather, who was the first Boston Rebbe, lived in Williamsburg at that time. So the Satmar Rebbe came to visit his grandfather. He came to his sukkah. So there was a Chassidish Rebbe Rab Tzora Kakoyin. He was a big Talmid Chacham and he was also a Chassidish Rebbe. So he wrote many svarim about Chassidus. And he has one sefer justifying why the Hasidim don't sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So that sefer was not so available. So when the Satmar Rebbe saw it on the table of the Boston Rebbe in his Sukkah, so he said he'd like to borrow it. He knew that such a sefer existed. He never saw it. So the Boston Rebbe was afraid to lend it to him. He said, I would trust you, but your home is... The Satmar Rebbe had a very open home. People would come in, they would walk off with his furniture and walk off with his mirrors. And he would give everybody money, they would take money, everything would disappear from his home. So he said, I'm afraid to lend you the sefer. The sefer may disappear, I would trust you. But people will come into your home, his home was open to the public. So this Boston Rebbe said, sit here in the sukkah as long as you want and read the sefer. So he was flipping through the whole sefer for an hour. The end of the hour, he was not satisfied with the explanation. That's the official justification. Why the Hasidim don't sit in sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So at the end of the hour of reading the Sefer, Barab Tzadik HaKoyin, he was not satisfied. So from that time on, he did sit in Sukkah. But that was that's the justification. The real justification is they had a different Giras in the Gemara. They didn't have that Giras in the Gemara. And half of the Rishonim didn't sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So that's this famous Rambam. Then the Rambam says that the reciting of Hallel, the Rambam writes, the reciting of Hallel on Chanukah is only midirabbanan. Despite the fact that Halal Chanukah is on Afalpi and Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, every day of Chanukah you recite Halal. Afalpi Shekriyas Halal is only midirabbanan, even though it's only midirabbanan. Nonetheless, you say Bracha Shekidushana b'mitzvah sov. How can you say Kidushana b'mitzvah sov if it's only midirabbanan? So he said, just like Megillah and just like Erev Echatzeres. And there are Betchum, and it's all Midirabbanan, so you still say Kiddushana b'mitzvahis of Tzivan.
So should we say half Hallel? Yeah.
Do we say the Hallel on the Nes?
Right.
So
the Chassam Sefer writes not like the Rambam. The Chassam Sefer writes that Hallel on a Nes is the Raisa based on the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yudalit. The Gemara asks, why aren't we obligated to recite Hallel on Purim because of the Yeshua that we had, shouldn't it be a Kal V'chaimer from Oz Yashir? The Chumash records the fact that Bnei Yisrael recited Oz Yashir on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf, and at that time they weren't killing the Jewish people, it was just that they were enslaved. When you get a Yeshua, you have to. The Chumash records that they said, Halal Oz Yashir. So, Mimavis Lachaim Lakoshkin. And Purim, they wanted the Lahashmeng Lahar Le'abedis Kolehim. They wanted to kill all the Jews. So, shouldn't it be a Kal V'chaimer? So, the Gemara gives three explanations why you don't say Halal on Purim. So, the Chasam Sefer says, but the Gemara first made a Kal V'chaimer. Kal V'chaimer is a Din Deraisa, Midash Atarn Edveshes Man. So, since Kal V'chaimer is Deraisa, so you see from that Gemara, that's what he boys ois. That Halal, Zechel Anes, is a Chiyav Deraisa. That's the Chasam Sefer. So the Talmidim of, it's against the Rambam. Rambam said, the Chasam Sefer writes, therefore, Halal Chanukah is their rice. So the Talmidim of the Chasam Sefer were bothered already with the Kasha. There's a Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yudalad on the base, where the Gemara discusses the din, if one is in the middle of reciting Kriyashma in Shul, and someone walks into Shul, and Adam Choshev walks in, and he's going to feel hurt if you're not going to greet him and say, Good Shabbos. Let's say a lot of times I daven ahead. Wherever I daven, they daven so quickly, so I can't daven so fast. So I always start davening 10 minutes before. So when everybody else is in Karbanas, I'm already in the middle of Pesukah D'Zimra. So when someone comes in, they want to carry on a conversation, so I can't say good Shabbos. I'm in the middle of Pesukah D'Zimra. I'm after Baruch Shammah. So I point to the Siddur. I explain, I can't talk now. So what happens? A person in the middle of Kriyat Shema, and someone walks into shul, and he's going to feel hurt if you're not going to greet him to say good Shabbos, good morning, how are you? So the Mishnah says in Maseches Brachos that sometimes you're permitted and obligated to be mafsik min pnei hakovod and min pnei hayira, not to hurt the person's feelings. The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk v'dibarta bum. V'dibarta bum, the pashup shot means you should recite kriyashma b'shach b'chav kamecha. So that's the pashup shot. So then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. With the Bar Tabam, you should talk in the middle of Kriyashma. It's a mitzvah to be mafzik, to talk in the middle of Kriyashma. What do you mean talk? What do you mean talk in the middle of Kriyashma? The Gemara says, Lo Masara Kasav Ad Lachacham. It means it's a mitzvah to talk, to greet someone else, either Bein HaProkim, sometimes Be'em Tzaperik. It depends who the person is. If it's Mepnei Ayira, so you're even permitted to greet him in the middle of Parsha. And if it's Bein HaProkim, so then you're allowed to greet him, even if it's only Mepnei Akovit. So the Gemara has a Shaila. In the middle of Kriya Shema, the Mishnah says you're permitted and obligated to be mafsik to greet somebody. The Mishnah Berurah says that Bizmanas, everybody knows that we don't talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. So you just show them the city in the middle of Kriya Shema, so you don't have to be mafsik. Okay. But in the days of the Tanaim, the practice was that they would greet someone. The person came into Shul, you would greet him and say, good morning, good Shabbos, whatever, in the middle of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara has a suffix, what's the din in the middle of Halal on Chanukah? Should I say that it's a Kal V'chaimer? Madach Kriyashma is a Din Deraisa. You still have a Heter to be Mavsik in the middle of Kriyashma. There's certainly more so you have a Heter to be Mavsik in the middle of Halel. It's only with the Rabbanon, Halan Chanukah. Or should I say no? True Halan Chanukah is only the Rabbanon, but there's an Inyan of Pisum Inisa. So maybe the Inyan of Pisum Inisa makes it that the Isa Hefsik is Mochomer than Kriyashma. So the Gemara says it's not Mochomer, that you are Mavsik. Kedach Shemavsik in the Kriyashma, Kach Mavsik in the Halel. The same heter applies. So the Gemara, when the Gemara sets up the Baya, the Suffolk, should I say that Halal HaChanukah is more chomer than Kriyashma because Pesumi Nisa? Or should I say that Kriyashma is more chomer because Kriyashma is Deraisa and Halal is only the Rabban? So the Gemara states beferish that Halal is only the Rabban. That's what the Rambam is quoting. That's the Gemara. Brachas daf yudal on the base. The beginning of the second parak. How can the Chasam Sefer possibly maintain such an opinion that Halal HaChanukah is a din Deraisa? So the Talmidim of the Chasam Sefer couldn't believe that the Rebbe Fazena Gemara. So they write in their Tshuvas, I think the Mamshik writes like this. No. The Chasam Sefer means to say that you have to recite some Halal or another on Chanukah, that is their Isa. That you have to say all of those Prokim, 5-6 Prokim that are printed it from the Tilim, Halal, that's only with the Rabbanim. So when you're talking about being Mafsik in the middle of Halal, it means you already said one capital of Tilim. He already said one or two, and then someone walks in late, he wants to greet them. So saying the whole halal as it's printed in the siddur, that's only midirabbanan. But in principle, that you have to say chach some halal or another, that certainly is deraisa. That's what the Chasam Sefer says. That's certainly deraisa. So that's very questionable. So the Netziv has an essay that Itziv wrote as a teenager. He wrote a whole chibur, a running commentary on the Shiltas, on Einfall. No one ever had a copy of the Shiltas. He had an Einfall to write as a young teenager. He wrote a whole chibur, a running commentary on the Shiltas. So in his commentary on the Shiltas, he takes issue with this Chasam Sofer, but he has to disagree with Derech Eretz. So he every so often he quotes a Chasam Sofer. Here he wants to disagree, so he calls him Hagoyen v'hatzadik ha-chasam sofer, writes that Halal HaChanukah is the Raisa, and he says, with all the respect, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara Bracha is beferish that Halal HaChanukah is only the Rabban. When he's not disagreeing, he doesn't write Hagoyen v'hatzadik, he just says ha-chasam sofer says something, and right, he'll agree. But here when he wants to disagree, so he has to give Derech Eretz. That's how the Mefarshim say on the Mishnah. It says, Hevi misavik ba'afar ragleim. Yehi beischa beisvad lachachomim, and the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yehi beischa beisvad lachachomim, you should have rabbanim, talmid chachomim visiting by you, the heavy misabek ba'afar raglayim. What does it mean? So the pashup shot, they learn, you should sit on the floor, and you should listen to what the rabbanim say. So others say, no, ba'yeyovik ishimo means the malach was fighting, they were wrestling with each other. So you should be with talmid chachomim, you should disagree with them if you think they're wrong, heavy misabek, but with derech eretz, ba'afar raglayim. You should know that you're offer tachas ragle hatzadikim. If you want to disagree, you should disagree with Derech Eretz. So that's how the Netziv, when he wants to disagree with the Chasam Sofer, he calls him Hagoyen v'hatzadik ha-chasam sofer, says like that. The Netziv says the Chasam Sofer is right and he's not right. He says the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yudalad made a kal v'chomer, the Madach on the occasion the Abdus Lecheres Bnei Yisrael recited Oz Yoshir. And the Chumash records it. So Kal V'Chomer Mimavis Lachayim. So he says the Chasam Sefer is right. Kal V'Chomer is a midah. Well, from the Yud Gimel Midas, it's a midah deraisa. It is. It's a chiyuv to say Halal Manator. But they didn't say Oz Yosher every year. The Chumash only because they said Oz Yosher B'Shasanes. On the occasion of Kriyas Yamsev, they said Oz Yosher. So that the Chasam Sefer is right. The Ersht Chanukah, when they had the Nitzachon of the Mucham against the Yevanim, so the first Chanukah, Halal B'Shas HaNes, that's their Raisa. But Halal Zechel HaNes, every year in commemoration of the fact that there was a Nes, that he said, that's the Gemar Brachas, Daf Yedala, that's only with the Rabbanim. Says the Chasam Sefer would be right if he'd be talking about Halal, the first Chanukah, Halal B'Shas HaNes. Halal, all the consequent years, following years, in commemoration of the Nes, that's only with the Rabbanim. So that's what the Rambam writes with favorite. Halal Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, it's not Ben Ator. One of the Rabbanon, when they first established Yom HaTzma'ut, so the... before Rabbi Goret, Rabbi Shulam Roth, who wrote the Tshuvas Kol Mevasa, he was a great Goyen. He was a Rav in Europe first. He was a great Goyen Adah. He never got a good position in Europe because he was always Mizrahi. So they never really respected him so much. But it was a great son. When they made the Medina and the Mizrahi was running the Rabbanut, so they carried him on their hands. So he was in the Rabbanut. So they asked him at the time of Hakamas HaMedina, they asked him to write a tshuva, what's about celebrating Yom HaTzma'ut, what about saying Shachyonu, what about saying Halal, what does he say? So he writes in the tshuva that you say Halal, there's nothing to discuss. Says you don't need a bezin to make a takana for Halal. The Chasam Sofer says that Halal and Chanukah is their Isa. Whenever you have a Yeshua, so the obligation to recite Halal is the rest. So he says, we don't have to make a takana. The Rabbanu doesn't have any authority to make any takanas, but it's a din d'oraisa, so you got to say Halal d'oraisa. So one of the other Rabbanim, Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, sent him a letter, and then later on he published the letter. He says, what do you mean? That's what the Chasam Sefer says. But the Netziv explained that that's only Halal B'Shasanes. The first, when they were victorious in the battle against the enemies, so the first year when they were victorious, then the Halal would be deraisa. But every year to recite Halal in commemoration of the Yeshua, of the Nitzachon that they had, that means a takana de Rabbanan. That's not deraisa. That was the Netziv that they quoted to distinguish between Halal B'Shas HaNes and Halal Zechel HaNes. So here the Rambam writes, Halal on Chanukah is only the Rabbanan. That's what it says in the Gemara Brachas. And then he has Halach Evav, Paragimel Halach Evav in Hilchas Chanukah. From not only on Chanukah is it the Rabbanon, Halal on all the Yom Tovim is also only with the Rabbanon, even in the days on which you say Gantz Halal. Halal is always only with the Rabbanon. Then he lists off all the various days when we recite Halal. all the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, and the 8 days of Chanukah, and then the first day Pesach, and the first day in Shavuos, the day of Shavuos. So these are the 18 days. 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of Sukkot, 8 days is 16, and another 2 days is 18. So these are the 18 days that they say Gan Halal. So the Rambam claims the Halal is always only Midirabbanan. This is, the Rambam has this in the Sefer HaMitzvahs also. The Rambam is not the first one who listed off the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which are the 613 mitzvahs. There were many before, many after the Rambam. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs has a whole dispute with the Halachas Gedolos. That Bahag, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, is officially a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off which, in his opinion, constitute the Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Bahag includes reciting of Hallel as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Rambam is Masik on the Bahag. He makes fun of him. So he says, we know Hallel is only Midirabbanan. So how can he include Hallel, reciting of Hallel? That's how the Rambam writes it. Dover Poshet. That's what he writes here. Not only Hallel Chanukah is Midirabbanan, Hallel, whenever you say, Hallel is always Midirabbanan. That's how the Ramban defends the Bahag. But the Rambam attacks the Bahag, so he says, why? How does he count? Hallel is one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara says 613 mitzvahs were enamored of the Moshe B'Sinai, were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Dinim Derabbanan were not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hallel on Yontif is only Midirabbanan, so how does he include that in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? That's the Rambam's kasha against the Bahag. So the Ramban comes to defend the Halachas Gedolos. The Ramban has a long commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Much of it is to defend the attacks of the Rambam against the Halachas Gedolos, the Rabbi Yehudoi Goin, who wrote an earlier Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he says, maybe the Halachas Gedolos is of the opinion that you include mitzvahs from the Rabbanan also. Not everybody has to agree with the Rambam. Rambam starts off the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has 14 Sharoshim. He has 14 guiding principles to determine what belongs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, what doesn't belong. Then the second half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he rolls up his sleeves and he starts working out which are the 248 mitzvahs sesei, which are the 365 mitzvahs lo sesei. So in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, one of the Sharashim is, the first of the Sharashim is, you only count mitzvahs derais, because the Lashon HaGemara is 613 mitzvahs, so it's obvious that you only include mitzvahs derais. So the Ramban says, maybe the Halachas Gedolos thinks that Lashon of the Gemara is Labdavke. There's 613 mitzvahs, including all the Takonas derabbanan as well. And then he gives us a second suggestion. So the Ramban says that maybe the Halachas Gedolos is of the opinion that Halal on Yontev is a real din deraisa. Why mehechateisa? So the Ramban says from the Sugin Erech and Daf Yud, the Gemara discusses how come you don't say Halal on Shabbos, how come you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh, how come on Sukkot every day you say Gantz Halal, and on Pesach you only say Chatzah Halal. So the Gemara is discussing the whole thing. So the Ramban says the simple reading of the Gemara is that the reciting of Halal is an expression of Simchas Yontev. So Simchas Yontev is a din deraisa, so the Ramban thinks maybe the reciting of Halal is a din deraisa. So that's basically the machlekes. The Rambam thinks that all Halal is only with the Rabbanan, including Halal on Yontif, and the Ramban makes this suggestion that maybe halal on Yontif is really deraisa according to Halachas Gedolos.
So halal and medivrei sofrim are two different things.
Medivrei sofrim, the Rambam says, means with the Rabbanan. So you do say a bracha.
And we say Gantz Halal.
When you say Chatzi Halal, so the Rambam says, you say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's only a minik. Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, is only a minik.
Rav and Brochus.
Right, the Gemara, it's a Gemara in the end of Tainus, Daf Chav Ches. Tosis and Brochus quotes the Gemara in Tainus.
Oh.
Tosis and Brochus, Daf Yudalad Amin Aleph, quotes the Gemara from the end of Tainus, Daf Chav Ches on the base. The Gemara says that Rav learned by Rabbi Yudal Nasi many years, and then he traveled to Bavel. Rav and Shmuel both traveled to Bavel to establish yeshivas in two different communities. And Rav, when he came to Bavel, there was such pusta maratzim, they were cooking basa b'cholav, they were machal shabbos, they didn't know anything, and he built up Yiddishkeit in his keilah. Each month, Rav and Shmuel built up shmiras hamitzvahs by their balabatim. So the Gemara tells the story. Rav came to shul once on Rosh Chodesh, and the balabatim was saying halal. So he says, there they go again. Everything they do is wrong. They don't know Shabbos and Kashmis and Taras HaMishpach. They don't know anything. They don't know. You don't say Halal HaMishchodesh. So Sava Lapsukinu. So Rav thought he's going to go tell a chazan. He should stop saying Halal. So then as he's walking over to the chazan, so the chazan skipped a capital in the Halal. So he said, oh, yet this farefer givon the kasha must be that this is a minig, and that's why they say chatzi hal. So the Rambam quotes chatzi hal la Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, and therefore a bracha is not recited. The Rambam holds you only say a bracha when you fulfill a mitzvah derais a mitzvah derabbanan. You say kiddushanu b'mitzvahs of itzivanu. Itzivanu is either a mitzvah min haTorah, a mitzvah derabbanan. But if you're only observing a minig, then the Rambam says no bracha is recited. Where did he get that from? That's a Gemara in Sukkah. That's what the Magen Mishnah quotes. Gemara in Sukkah says on Hashanah Rabbah, we clap Hashanahs. Others hold you shake Hashanahs. We do both. We shake and we clap Hashanahs. Two different versions, what it means in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, it's a machloikas amaroim, whether our practice to clap Hashanahs on Hashanah Rabbah is a minig nevim or a takonis nevim. What's the difference whether it's a minig or a takona? So the simple reading of the Gemara is, do you say a bracha or not? So since the Gemara tells one of the amaroim was chavit chavit v'loi baruch, he clapped the Hashanahs, but he did not say a bracha. So that indicates that it's only a minig. So the Rambam derives from that Gemara, whenever you fulfill a minig, no bracha is recited. You can't say kiddushanu b'mitzvahs of tzivanu. It's not a mitzvah, not a mitzvah in HaTorah, it's not even a mitzvah in the Rabbanah. So the Rambam says the same is true regarding chatzi hal l'Rosh Chodesh. It's only a minig. And the Rambam says, and that's the reason why you only say chatzi hal. L'ficha korim b'dilug. Because it's only a minig, that's why you skip. Why is that a hezber? The reason why you skip, you have to skip, is because it's only a minig. What does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah Brocha says this. The Gemara says in the end of Masechah Shabbos, each one of the Tanoim is saying Amidas Chasidus. I hope I'll always be able to say Psukah de Zimra. Psukah de Zimra was instituted by the Tanoim as a voluntary thing. So he says, I hope I always come to shul on time, early enough, to recite Psukah de Zimra. Another one says, he does Amidas Chasidus, he always is medaktik to have money to buy wine, to say Kiddush over wine, as opposed to say Kiddush over challah. The other one is medaktik, he always has a gartel when he davens. Each one of the Tanoim Amaroim has a different Amidas Chasidus. So one of them says, Yehei Chelki, I hope I'll be able to say Halal every day. Yehei Chelki, Im Gomri HaHalal B'chol Yom. Frag the Gemara, you're not allowed to say Halal B'chol Yom. Because the halal is supposed to be for nisim. So if you say halal every day, as if you're complaining to the Rabbanu Shlom, how come he hasn't done any nisim for us recently? How come he's only done nisim years ago? So that's mecharef and megadif. You're not allowed to say halal b'chol yom. And for the Gemara, what that Tana meant, yehei chelkim gomer halal b'chol yom, he meant psukah de zimra. There are two kinds of halal. There's a halal on teva, and there's a halal on nisim. So halal, b'seisis ha'me mitzrayim, that's called halal ha'mitzri, b'seisis ha'me mitzrayim. Halal ha'gadol, yes. Halal ha'gadol usually refer to the 26 kili olam chazdois. Usually refer to that capital until him, that's called halal ha'gadol. And this, b'seisis ha'me mitzrayim, this is usually called halal ha'mitzri. So halal ha'mitzri you only say on special occasions, on 18 days in the course of the year, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot and on Chanukah. But to say halal every day, tarmanisht. But the halal of Psukah de Zimra, that's a halal on Teva, so that you should say. That's what he meant. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says on that Gemara, because on Rosh Chodesh, you're not mukhayif to say halal, so therefore it's us to say halal. You can't say, what's wrong? I'm just saying Pirkei Tehillim. No. It doesn't only mean every single day he says halal. You're not allowed to say halal on a day when you're not mukhayif to say halal. That's what many people say, Yom Atzmaut, what's the big deal? You say halal on a bracha, what's the avera? So Rav Soloveitchik said, no, if you're not mukhayif to say halal, then it's aser. You can't just say you're saying psukim, you're saying pirkei tilim. If you say tilim every day, so you say on that day also, there's no problem. Or if you say a section of tilim every day, so this day I say this section, I go vayter, so that's not an isar of hayim halal b'chol yom. You're just saying in your routine.
Did the rabbi allow to say halal on Yom Atzmaut?
The Rav recommended that those who want to say halal should only say chatzi halal. He said, if you say chatzi halal, then there's no iser. And he quoted this Rabbeinu Yonah on Brachas, on the Rif on Brachas, that because on Rosh Chodesh you're not obligated to say halal, it's only a minig, so mikra din, you're not mechuyev, so you're not allowed to say halal shalom. So you have to knock it down to say Chatzihal.
You have to dominate. You say they have to Kaddish.
Then the Rav had another thing. He said, he suggested that those who want to say Halal on Yom Atzmut, since you're not Mechuyev, he thought maybe you should save it till after the whole davening is all over. Yeah. That's what others questioned that. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is also only a minik. When Rav came to Babel, he never heard of the minik. He had learned in Eretz Yisrael so many years, never heard of the minik to say Chatzi Halal Rosh Chodesh. And nonetheless, we say Chatzi Halal right after the Chazaras HaShatz, before the Kaddish Tiskabel. So that's the Rav was a little extreme over there. He thought you should, those who want to say Halal on Yom Atzmut should only say Chatzi Halal, like Rosh Chodesh, and they should say the Chatzi Halal after the Kaddish Tiskabel, after the whole davening is all over, after the Shir Shayom, to show that it's not part of the davening. That's already a chumrah. That's a chumrah.
Rabbi Schoenfeld does that.
He follows Rabbi Soloveitchik. Okay. So that's the Rambam claims that whenever you say Chatzi Halal, that's a giveaway that it's only a minik. That's how the Rambam ends off Halacha Zayin. The Rambam understands that reciting on the first 2 days of Pesach we say Halal Sholem. On the Chalamoid Pesach, on the last days, you only say Chatzi Halal. So that's the last line in Halacha Zayin. So the Rambam understands that reciting of Chatzi Halal on Chalamoid is not min HaTorah, not min Rabbanon. That's only a minik. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban who disagrees. Right, the Rambam holds whenever you fulfill a minik, you don't recite a brach. Right, that's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam holds you don't say a brach on Rosh Chodesh, you don't say a brach on Chalamay Pesach, because it's only a minik. The Ashkenazim follow Taisvis. Taisvis says, the Gemara says when you clap Oshainis, you don't say a brach. So Taisvis says there are different types of minhagim. Clapping Oshainis doesn't fit into anything in that we know of. No such mitzvah exists. So if you have a minik to clap Oshainis, that kind of a minik, you don't say a brach. But reciting Halal exists as a mitzvah sometimes. There is a mitzvah to recite Halal on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. So our minig has it that we treat Rosh Chodesh like a yontif. So on that kind of a minig, where there is a kiyum in other places, so Taisa says on such a minig you should say a bracha. So the Ashkenazim in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes for the Sfaradim like the Rambam, that they don't say a bracha on Chatzi Halal, not on Rosh Chodesh, not on Halal Moed Pesach. And the Ramah writes for the Ashkenazim, like the Balei Taisa say, there are practices, we do recite a bracha when one is about to fulfill a minig. Right, that's his Rabbeinu Tam's raya. If he didn't, if the Rambam would be right that whenever you say Chatzi Halal, you don't say a bracha, so Rav would have already realized at the beginning of the Halal.
Taisa was asking it, I believe.
That's what he says. Right, so Taisa says that's a raya, that even when you say Chatzi Halal Rosh Chodesh, you do say a bracha. Because if the Rambam would be right, you don't say a bracha, so Rav would have known from the very beginning that it's only a minute. Unless you say Rav came late to Shul, came in the middle of Halal. So Taisa. So Taisa doesn't want to like that shot. If he davened in another minion, said the other minion also said halal, and apparently above all they all said halal. Okay, later minion, later.
I thought the Taisa was just asking that.
Right, Taisa brings that right.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what he said. Taisa okay. Brings that right. Yeah, that you do say a bracha. Right.
But the halal by Maariv and the Pesach night.
Right, halal by Maariv and Pesach night. That's a separate. The Masechah Seifrim.
Did they say?
You do say a bracha. Yeah. Halal on Pesach night. That's
who goes to say a bracha.
Right. Those who recite Halal do say a bracha on Pesach night. Right. Because they hold that that's a takona. In Masechah Sofrim it says that's a takona. So the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes that from the Masechah Sofrim. That if you daven Mairiv, Bitzibur, if a person's davening Bechidas, so he doesn't say Halal on Pesach night. He's going to say in the Haggadah. He'll say Halal. But if you daven Bitzibur, so then it says you should recite Halal Shalem with a bracha. Why? Because that's what it says in Masechus Sofrim, that's a takana. There's a chiyuv to recite Halal. And the Ramah writes, no, that Masechus Sofrim means if the guy's an Am Haaretz and he doesn't know how to say Halal by the Seder, so he doesn't have a Haggadah, he's not going to be able to say Halal by the Seder. Hatanish Kembreira say he'd better say Halal and Shul to be Yotze. But Kulana Chacham, Kulana Nevanim, Kulana Zkein, we have a Haggadah, we know how to say Halal, so there's no need for us to say Halal and Shul. There never was such a Takona. That's a Takona for the Amei Haaretz, who won't be able to say Halal. They don't know how to say Halal in the Haggadah, So Abba Zaydish can bury, they have to say halosh.
That's what the Ramos says?
That's what the Ramos says. that Masech HaSofrim was a takon of Ami Horitz. But if you're going to say halal in the Haggadah, darf minisht. That's how the Ramos writes.
What else is that kone for Maratzim? I mean, this is an exceptional thing, isn't it?
Do we have any other takonas amir? The Gemara says that the Kriyas HaTorah Mincha Shabbos afternoon to Mincha is a takona for the Yoshvei Kranis, for the people Basam Fafel Davenin and Tzibur on their Thursday morning. So they only heard Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning, so we want to give them a break. So they made a takona Shabbos afternoon. Yeah, but that they made a takana for everybody. Because they were Ami Haaretz, because there were people that didn't go to shul on Monday or Thursday morning, so they made a takana for everybody. Everybody has to hear Kriyas HaTorah now to Mincha. Thank you. Yeah, you're asking, where do you have a takana that's only for Ami Haaretz? I don't know. That's a good question. That's how the Ramah understood. The Ramah quotes Rishonim who say like that. Tosis. Ramah quotes a Tosis and says like that. That practice to recite Halal and Shul on Pesach night is only for those who don't know how to recite Halal later in the Haggadah.
A special power when you say Halal in Seidernacht.
Okay. By the Hasidim, they follow the Mechaber. Yeah.
Don't you say Halal?
The Goyen said Halal, yeah. The Vilna Goyen says you should follow the Mechaber because that's what it says in Masech HaSofrim. Right. Here the Magid Mishneh quotes that the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says that on Chol HaMoed Pesach, in the last days of Pesach, we say Chatzi Halal. He says the fact that you say Chatzi Halal is because it's only a minik. So the Ramban thinks that that's not correct. He thinks that Chatzi Halal on Chol HaMoed Pesach is a takona de Rabbanon. So the first 2 days of Pesach is deraisa. That's what the Ramban seems to have assumed. Just like the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs defended the Halachas Gedolos by suggesting that maybe Halal on Yontif is really deraisa. It's a way to fulfill the Simchas Yontif. So the Ramban over here sounds like he says like that. Chatzi Halal on Chol HaMoed Pesach in the last 2 days is a takana mid Rabbanan. So why is it different from the first 2 days if the first 2 days is deraisa and the rest of Pesach is only mid Rabbanan? That's what he holds. And the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds, and whenever you say Chatzi Halal, it's only a minute. The Beis Yosef quotes a medrash like that, yeah. That the reason why we don't, the medrash poses a question, why don't we say Gans Halil on Shvi Shal Pesach? That's when the Kriya Samsif occurred. So why don't we, and they said Oz Yashir, so why don't we say Gans Halil Zechel Nes? Just like on Hanukkah we say Gans Halil Zechel Nes. So Shvi Shal Pesach we should recite Gans Halil Zechel Nes. So the medrash gives this answer, basically, it quotes a medrash that it's not proper to say Gansal because Masi Yeretov Mayam Batim Amim Shira, right?
You could do that same reasoning on Hanukkah. Other people were dying.
It's a very good kash. It's a very good kash. Yeah. The Gemara asks on Purim. The Gemara asks in Megillah, Daf Yudal, Gemara, how come we don't recite Halel on Purim? So the Gemara gave three different answers. So the Rambam quotes that answer. The last line in Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, "Well, I tikna Halel be Purim, she kriyas hamegillah hi ha Halel." The Gemara says, "Kriyasa zuhi halelo." The reciting of the Mikra Megillah substitutes for the Halel. In other words, Mikra Megillah is implicitly, we don't say a word about praising the Rabbanu Shalom, but it's implicitly a form of Halal. That's the answer that the Rambam quotes over here in the end of Halacha Vav. Yeah, it's usually assumed, based on the Rambam in the beginning, of Hilchas Chanukah here, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam gives you the whole historical background for the Yontav of Chanukah. So he quotes part of the story. So Hamina Melech min haKohanim, because Hamalchus liYisrael Yeser al Masayim Shana Ad haChurban haSheni. That at the time of the Nitzochan of the Hashmonaim, he established an independent Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael at that time. For
illegal.
All the years from the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, there was no Jewish government. till the nitzachon of the chashmonaim, then they establish a government. What's the significance of including that over here? Ein gerechent as part of the yontif that the Jewish people established their own government. So the Pasha Pshat is, we mentioned last week, the Pasha Pshat is, that's how the Rambam understood the Lashon of the Brice and Megillah Steinis. It says, Ukeshigavra Malchus Chashmenoim. So the Rambam understood from the word Malchus, it doesn't say Keshigavra HaChashmenoim. The Lashon of Brice is Keshigavra Malchus Chashmenoim. Then they made a Yontif, so the Rambam understood that to mean that that's part of what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. We're also celebrating the independent, the establishment of an independent Jewish government. That's cause for celebration. So others interpret in the yeshivas, a lot say, the Rambam is coming to explain why you say Halal on Chanukah, why you don't say Halal on Purim. Because the Gemara raised the question, Manishtana, why is there a difference between Chanukah and Purim? So the Gemara gave one answer. On Chanukah, you can say, Hallo Abdi Hashem, we are now free people. We're not kafuf to Antiochus anymore. Hallo Abdi Hashem, v'loy Abdi Paro. When they had Yitzias Mitzrayim, v'seit Tzom Mitzrayim, so they said, Hallo Abdi Hashem, v'loy Abdi Paro. When they had the Nitzochen of the Chashmenoim, Hallo Abdi Hashem, v'loy Abdi Antiochus. But on the occasion of the Nes Purim, before and after was the same. They just had Yeshua, they weren't killed. But they know, what are they going to say? Hallo Abdi Hashem, v'loy Abdi. We still have Avarim Tachashverish. So in the yeshivas they usually say that's why the Rama mentions the Chazra Malchus Yisrael Yeser Amasayim Shonim. He wants to explain why he's going to lead up to the fact that you do say Halal on Chanukah and you don't say Halal on Purim, because on Purim Akati Avdi Tachashverish Anan, so you can't say Halal Avdi Hashem. We still have Avarim Tachashverish. But on Chanukah we are free people. Yeah, but that interpretation is problematic. Because here the Rambam quotes the other reason. The last line on Halacha Vav, the Gemara gave three explanations. Why is it different? Why did the Chachamim institute reciting of Halal on Chanukah, and they did not institute the reciting of Halal on Purim? So one explanation was, the Nes Purim was in Chutz Lortz, the Nes of Chanukah was in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever that means. We spoke about that a little bit last week. Two different explanations of what that means. Then the Gemara gives another explanation. No, Kriyasa Zui Halelo. The reading of the Mikra Megillah itself takes the place of the Hal. That's what the Rambam quotes, the last line of Halacha Vav. Then the third explanation the Gemara gave was, on the occasion of the Nes Purim, even after the Yeshua, there's still Akati Avdi Dachashveir Shanar. So they can't say, Halo Avdi Hashem, we are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, we're still servants to the Goyish government. On the occasion of Nes Chanukah, Chazar HaMalchus Yisrael Yisrael Masayim Shanar, they establish an independent Jewish government. So if they're independent, then they can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. But on Purim not. So that's a problem. If you say that the Chazar Malchus Yisrael Yisrael Masayim Shana is to explain why you say Halal HaChanukah and not on Purim, then it contradicts what the Rambam writes on the last line of Halacha Vav. He's adopted the other answer, that Kriyas HaMegillah is Zui Halayla. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a famous line from the Meiri. The Meiri has this chiddush. Meiri has a lot of times very original chiddushim. So he says, if you live in a desert island on Purim and you don't have a Megillah to read, so you got to say Halal with a bracha. Because the only reason why you don't say Halal is Kriyasa Zui Halela. So if you're not reading the Megillah, then you revert back to your Mechuyif to say Halal. The Pashtus is like the Netziv writes, that that's not correct. Halal Zechel Nes, Halal every year Zechel Nes is not a din deraisa. It's only Takana de Rabbanon. So once the Gemara gives a reason why the Tanoim, whenever Misakein, reciting of Halal on Purim, even if you happen to be in a predicament, you happen not to have a Megillah, but the whenever Misakein Halal on Purim. The reason why they're whenever Misakein, because usually Kriyas is Uhalelo. But even if you didn't have a Megillah to read, still they're whenever Misakein Halal. So not Misakein, not Misakein.
I heard the man saying the Megillah by heart. There was no Megillah.
Uh huh. Meaning the Widla
yeah.
Melchama.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are we going to say the Chanukah Nes Yisrael because of the Pach Shemen? This is why you say Allah. The Nes was of the 8 days of the Pach Shemen.
That's not what
you
say. He doesn't say.
We apparently the Gemara says we don't say Halal when there's a there were so many other Nisim Lamaila Menateva that are recorded in Tanakh. We don't say Halal. We say Halal when we have a Yeshua. That's in the Pach Hashem, that was an S for the Rabbanu Shalom, that his Beis Hamikdash was taken care of. They were madlik the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash.
Maybe the Ikshagavru means that they did it by force, They were Kohanim. They had no business being Meluchim.
Yes, so therefore.
The Hashmanuim. They say Ikshagavru by force.
Yeah, that's correct. But the Rambam sounds like he's including this in the reason for the Takana. The reason why we celebrate is because they establish an independent Jewish government. Yeah. It's a Maila, not a Chisar.
Yeah.
The Ramban says that there was a Chisar. They weren't allowed. The Kohanim weren't allowed to establish a government. And the Rambam sounds like here that that's cause for celebration. Then the Rambam writes, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaHalal. In the yeshiva, every time on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, there's always somebody wakes up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and they realize, hey, he didn't say Hallel this morning. So what's the din? Does Hallel have to be recited Dafke in conjunction with Shachris? Or can you say it later in the day? So the Rambam quotes an often in Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Megillah. Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaHalal. You can say Hallel all day long. More correct is to say Hallel immediately right after Shachris. But if a person forgot that today was Chanukah, so he's Yotze Dishman Esrei, even though he didn't say Al HaNisim, or he did say Al HaNisim, but he just didn't, he forgot that you got to say Hallel. If they would daven in Shul, someone would remind them in Shul. If they daven Nechidah, so they forget, so the din is Kol Hayom Kosher. Bein HaShmoshes, let's say it's already after the Shkia, and it's Bein HaShmoshes. So Bein HaShmoshes, strictly speaking, should be a Safik the Rabbona Lekula. You shouldn't be obligated to recite Hallel, because maybe you're not accomplishing anything. It can only be Yetzer Hara by Yom. It can't be Yetzer Hara by Laila. Not the night before, not the night after. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though strictly speaking, I ought to say, Safik Derabbana Lekula, if it's already after the Shkia, Ben Hashmashes, you shouldn't have to bother to say the Hallel, because it's a Safik. So the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Gemara in Nazir, whenever you have a Safik Derabbana, and it's very easy to be Machmir, so more correct is that you should be machmer. Safek Rabbanan Lekula means if it's going to involve difficulty to be machmer, so then you're not mechuyev to be machmer. But if it's easy to be machmer, so he says, how long does it take ready to say Hallel? It's not Karl Bach. It's not going to take 3 hours to say the Hallel. It's going to take 5 minutes. So spend 5 minutes and say the Hallel.
Without
a bracha. If it's a safek bracha is lachal. Whenever you're mechuyev to do a mitzvah misafek, so the Rambam holds you don't say a bracha. Then the Rambam quotes the din that just like you mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma, so to you mafsik in the middle of Hallel. That was the Maskanas like Gemara, Masechas Brachas. Then the Rambam quotes the Gemara, Yahalelucha is the bracha shel achreha, at the conclusion of the Hallel. So the Gemara says, Mokim shenaga levarech mevarchim, it's a Mishnah. Mokim shenaga shelo levarech emevarchim. Regarding the bracha, Yahalelucha after the Hallel, that depends on the minik amokim. It's not that the bracha was composed. It's not that it's a minik to recite the bracha. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah composed the nusach HaBracha. They instituted it as an optional bracha. Whoever wants can say the bracha. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But it was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So the Gemara says, "Bamed dvar mamurim." That's the bracha shel achreya yahalelucha. But the bracha shel afaneha shekadoshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu likras ahalel. That's a real chayvah to say that. Kol ha-mitzvah is kulam, mevarach aleim, oi velasi yosam. The Rambam says, that you mechuyev to say. The bracha shel achreya depends on the minig amokam. Our minig is that we do say the bracha shel achreya. And the bracha shel afaneo, that you're mechuyev to do.
Can a woman do yoytzeh with halal? Is that considered as mangwami, because she
yoytzeh by sinnes? The Gemara is beferish that women are not mechuyev to recite halal on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. That's beferish. So therefore, since it's a mitzvah says it's shazman grom. So since the women are not mechuyev, so let's say the husband is an amharetz, he doesn't know how to say the halal, and the wife is a mulumedah, so she'll say the halal to be moitzi the husband. So does teignish there? So like the Mishnah says, a woman cannot serve as the baltekeya to be moitzi the man because the woman is not mechuyev. Woman wants to blow for herself because then hey, but woman's going to be moitzi a man to mishenim mechuyev bedover and moitzi a sarabim medeichavosim. So a woman cannot recite halal to be moitzi the husband. But on Chanukah, that's a machlokes harishonim. So some rishonim say like you say. The Gemara said in Brachas Daf Yudalad that halal on Chanukah is for the purpose of pirsumi nisa. So if it's for the purpose of pirsumi nisa, there's room to argue the point and say afen hay bias hanes. Just like the women are mechuyev and hadlokas haneiris, so the women are also mechuyev and halal. And other rishonim say beferish natsa. Chacham Avadi Yosef has a tshuva, but he points out it's a mefurish machlokes in the rishonim, where the women are mechuyev and halal on Chanukah. On Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, they're not mechuyev too. They usually volunteer it. But on Chanukah, that's a machlokes. The Rambam has a different nusach in Halacha Yud. We conclude Melech Mehulol Batish Bachois at the end of the Halal. The Rambam has a whole long nusach, the last line in Halacha Yud. Baruch Atu Hashem, HaMelech HaMehulol HaMeshuvach HaMefoyar Chai V'Kaim Tomin Yimloch Li'er Lomvoed. Against the nusach, that's not our, that is not our minik. Then the Rambam quotes from the Mishnah in Sukkot, Mokim Shenog Lichpol Yichpol. If the minig HaMokim is that you repeat a pasuk twice, we say Ana Hashem Hashiano, Ana Hashem Hashiano, Ana Hashem Hatzlichano, and Hodel Hashem Kitav Kili Olam Chazda, Hodel Hashem Kitav Kili Olam Chazda. We repeat a lot. So the Rambam quotes, that's the Mishnah, Mokim Shenog Lichpol Yichpol. The minig HaMokim is that they repeat something twice, they say it twice. What is that all about? What's the idea of repeating twice? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, he thought that you want to indicate that you really can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough for everything that he did. When you say Pesuk in the Zimra, so the meaning is we say the last Pesuk, Kol Hanshama Talukah Halukah, Kol Hanshama Talukah Halukah. That's the last Pesuk in Tilim. That's the last we say from Ashrei till the end of Tilim, the last six Kapitlach Tilim. So Kol Hanshama Talukah is the last Pesuk in Tilim. So we say that twice to indicate, even though we finished the whole Sefer Tilim now, we completed the last section, we really should continue to say Shevach, but we can't spend all day. Or then we have the meaning we say Oz Yashir. Then you get to the end of Oz Yashir, you say Hashem Yimloch Yalavod, Hashem Yimloch Yalavod. Why do you say twice? Also, so many say that Hashem Yimloch Yalavod is the last pasuk in the Shira Sayam. That's a Shal Kivos is para birich, but the next pasuk, is that part of the Shira? Or is that a historical footnote? This Shira was recited Kivos is para birich. So there are two opinions whether the whole Shira is written, Shira Sazinu, is written like a Shira. It's written like a poem. It's not written like prose. You have empty spaces in the middle. So there are two practices. It's not a shalif and minhagim, it's a shalif and din. When you write kibosas parabirich, but they write that also with empty spaces. That was also part of the shira. They sang that also. Or kibosas para is a P.S. This is a footnote on the bottom of the page. This shira was recited on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf. So it should be written as prose. Shouldn't be written as poetry. So the minig is, in Shulchan Aruch, minig is that you say Hashem Yimloch Yalavod twice at the end of the Shira Sayam on the assumption that is the last pasuk in the Shira, and you don't really want to end the Shira. You want to say, you want to imply as if we really should continue to say Shira. So the same is true regarding the end of Halal. Malkim Shinog Lichbo.
In the Targum, what's my end?
Since you said Shnai Mikus, they say Yachat Targum. But the idea behind repeating Hashem Yoch Yalavoyed is the same idea behind repeating Kol Hanshama Ta'alokah, the same idea behind repeating the psukim in the end of Halal. Malkim Shenog Lichbol Yichbol, to indicate that we really feel it's not right that we're saying such a brief Halal, we should really say more. But we got to go to work here. You have to, people have to move on with other things. So we repeat the concluding psukim there in Halal to indicate we really feel obligated to say much more. Then the Rambam quotes Bismana Gemara, what the practice was. He quotes the Gemara Sukkah. Bismana Gemara, how they used to recite Halal. So the Gemara says they had an interesting way of reciting Halal. The Chazan would say the first half of the Pasuk, and the Tzibu would say the second half of the Pasuk. So how will you Yotze the Kriyas HaHalal? You got to say every word in the Halal. If you only say a half a Pasuk, so what good is that? So the Gemara says no. The Chazan says the first half of the Pasuk, and everybody's Yotze with Shemea Koina. Then the Tzibur says the second half, they're not just saying the second half. They were Yotze Shemei Kain on the first half, and then they say the second half, so it's considered as if they said everything. They said the entire Halal. So the Rambam quotes this from the Gemara, that the Chazan says the first, and the Tzibur says the next part, Zehoyo Haminik Harishon Abo Roy Leilach. This was the minik, that's the last line in the Rambam in the Perek. Zeh haminik harishon, this is the practice in the days of the Gemara. Avol bizmanim elu, the Rambam says, today, reisi b'chol ha-mekomis menhogis mishunois b'kriyosai, there are different kind of strange mishunis, mishunadik and menhogim about what you repeat, which psukim you repeat, and what you say, and what you skip, about ne'asom, the ein echad mehem doim alechad. No one minik is similar to the other. He's sort of making fun of all the menhagim. He says the menhagim in the days of the Gemara, these made sense. The menhagim in his time, it's a free-for-all. People are making up whatever menhagim they want. So the Gemara says that the way the Minhagim were in the days of the Gemara to recite the Hallel, the Gemara has a lashon kama hilchasa gabravasa ika lamashma. You can learn many important halachas from the practice of reciting Hallel bizmana Gemara. That the Chazan would say the first half of the pasuk and the Tzibur would say the second half, and which Shemei Kain is considered as if we said the first half. He says Shemei Kain even on a half a pasuk, not just on a whole brach, on a whole pasuk. He says Shemei Kain on a half a pasuk also. It's beferish in the Gemara. Yeah, by us, we always think of Chanukah, the most important thing is the Hadlokas HaMenorah. The Rambam dedicates the next parak, the Hadlokas HaMenorah. He says, Kama Nerisu Madlik B'Chanukah. So he quotes the Gemara at the beginning of Perak Dal in Hilchas Chanukah. So the Rambam quotes, the Gemara has three Madregas. There's the Iket Takana, then there's Mahadrin, then there's Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Isn't it strange that the Takanas Chachamim from day number one was that there are three levels of fulfilling the mitzvah. And every mitzvah there's mahadrin and mahadrin and mahadrin, but that's not the way they set it up from day number one. There's a mitzvah and then you do hiddur mitzvah. You have a sukkah. So some people beautify the sukkah, they put a carpet on the floor, they put beautiful furniture in there, they hang up paintings on the walls, they have noye yischach, they have things hand up in the schach, all kinds of mahadrins and mahadrin and mahadrin. Here it's strange. The Gemara sounds like that's the way Zemavegish dealt from day number one. They instituted the mitzvah Halakas Neres Chanukah with Hidurim. Neri should be so is the Ikat Takana. Then Mahadrin Nelech Alech Aviechot. Then Mahadrin Min Mahadrin is the Beisilo that Yemaisa Vihoilach. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua points out. Why did they institute like this? From the very outset, they instituted with Hidurim. So the Pnei Yeshua has a famous explanation that everybody is fond of quoting. He says that the Nes of Chanukah really wasn't necessary. Even if you only have Shem and Tomei, Hadlokas HaMenorah is like Hakrovus Korbanus in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you have a Korban, Shizmano Kavua, and the Korban is Tomei, so the Halacha is you're permitted to bring it Betumah. If it's a Korban, Shizmano Kavua, you're permitted to be Makar Betumah. So strictly speaking, the Din requires you have to be Madlik the Menorah every evening in the Beis HaMikdash before the Shkia. And you should have so much oil that it should burn all night long. Now the longest nights. In the wintertime are the long nights. In the summertime the nights are much shorter. So the Gemara says, all year long they put in the maximum amount that you would have needed for the longest Leile Tevis or Aruchim. In Tevis the nights are even longer than in Kislev. So you need for the long night. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Mi'ikar Adin, they really didn't read the whole Nes. The Rabbanu Shlom made a Nes in order to show he loves the Jewish people so much, he'll see to it that they'll fulfill the mitzvah behidura. It could have been Yotz in the mitzvah without the Siddur. But the Rabbanu Shlom wants to demonstrate his chiba for the Klal Yisrael. So he made a Nes to enable us to fulfill the mitzvah behidura. So since the whole Nes was to do the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah B'Tahara behidura, so that's why when the Chachamim instituted the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah, from day number one, they instituted with Hidurim. There's Mahadrin, and Mahadrim, and a Mahadrim. So what exactly does it mean, the Mahadrim? So the Rambam has his own Shita that the Sfaradim follow. And then he says, but in Orei Svarad, they don't follow what I say, the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the Takana was like this. Mi'ikar din, the three levels of a Takana. So he says, the Ikar HaTakana was that every family, the Rambam says, let's say you have a husband and a wife and eight children. Sach HaKol, 10 people in the family. That's the Rambam's mashal. I don't think he had eight children, but that's the mashal that he gives. So if you have the husband and the wife with eight children, it's 10 people. So Mi'ikar HaDin, the main takana is every night the balabos lights one candle. That's all. You have to have a shamas, that you shouldn't be nana liyara there, and then you have one candle lit. So the first night one candle, the second night one candle, the third night one candle. If you want to do Mahadrin, so the din is Ne'eluch Alechad V'yechad. What does it mean Ne'eluch Alechad V'yechad? So the Rambam says, you have 10 people in the family. So the first night you light 10, the second night you light 10, the third night you light 10, the Balabas lights. Not Ne'eluch Alechad V'yechad. Each and every individual person lights his own Chanukiah. Each one lights his own menorah. No. Balabas, instead of doing a hadlok on one candle, does hadlok and 10 there is the first night, 10 there is the second night, 10 there is the third night. And if you want to be Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, so then you should be Moisev HaHoylach. So what does that mean? The Balabas, the first night lights 10, the second night lights 20, the third night lights 30, and then the eighth night he lights 80. One person is lighting all the 80. It's ne'er l'chalecha b'yecha, there are 10 members in the family, and every night you add on another one. So the eighth night, you're going to light 80. That's how the Rambam says.
It was a svarot. We say in the Urai svarot, they did different.
So then the
Rambam himself was a svarot.
Right. So the Rambam says, first he's steltavek, that's the din. That's the ikad din, then the mahadrin, then mahadrin, then mahadrin. Then in Halacha Gimel he writes, minig ha-poshet b'chol areinu b'svarad, the common, yeah, the minig all over, the common minig, minig ha-poshet means the widespread minig in Spain, is not what I just wrote. He said, that's not the minig. The minig is, shayu kol anshi abayis madlikim, the minig is he light, the balabas lights one candle the first night, two candles the second night, three candles the third night. Not the way I said that you light 10 the first night and 20 the second night and 30 the third night. It's very strange. He first sets down what he thinks the din is, and then he says the practice is not so. Yeah. Where does this come from? Dominic HaPosh B'chol HaReinu B'Svarad, where is that? That's really what Taisus says on the Gemara. Taisus says you have Hadlaka Samnera, one candle the first night, one candle the second night. Then Ne'er L'chalechad V'yechad, Taisus understands that it means, the Ramo explains in the Maril based on the Taisus, each member of the household lights his own menorah. So the first night, each one of the 10 people lights his own menorah. One, the second night, everybody lights one. And so on. And then the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim, so the first night you light one, the second night you light two. So does that mean each member of the household lights his own menorah? And the first night, each one says, no, the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim goes back on the Iker Din. It doesn't go on Mahadrim. Mahadrim is Ne'eloch Alechad Ve'echad, each person lights his own menorah. But if you want it to be Mahadrim Mina Mahadrim, so you only have the Balabas lights one menorah, and the first night he lights one, second night he lights two. So that's what the Rambam writes is the Minig HaPoshet B'chol HaReinu B'Svarad. The Minig HaPoshet in Spain was, like Taisus says, that the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim doesn't go on Mahadrim. Not Ne'eloch Alechad V'yechad, each member of the family lights his own menorah, and each person lights one the first night, two the second night, and so on. The Balabas only lights one menorah, whether you have many people in the family, Ben Shehoyu, Anshe Abayis, Merubim, Ben Shehoyu, or the Mecho, it doesn't matter how many people in the family. Whether it's one person all by himself, or a family with 10 people, that's how he's describing. You only light one menorah, and the first night, yeah. So the common practice today is not like Taisus. Common practice is not what the Rambam said either. We don't do like the Rambam, that the Balabas, if there's a husband and a wife and they have 8 children, so the Balabas lights 10 candles the first night, 20 candles the second night, 30 candles the third night. We don't do that. We have a whole different sheet. It doesn't correspond to what Taisus said, it doesn't correspond to what the Rambam said. We have the practice, Ne'eloch Alechad V'yecha, doesn't mean the Balabas lights 10 every night. Ne'eloch Alechad means each member of the family lights his own menorah. We treat it as if it's a Chavis HaYachid. Everyone has to light his own. And then we treat the Mahadrim, and a Mahadrim goes on the Mahadrim. Each person who wants to be Mahadrim shall light his own menorah, and each person shall light one the first night, two the second night, three the third night. That's the common practice. So that's not what Taisus said. And that's not what the Rambam said. And the Rambam's minig haposh b'chol ha'ir svarad is not what the Rambam said either. Very strange. That's what the Mefarshim point out over here.
So where do we adopt on? We don't like the Rambam. We don't like Taisus. Whose minig are we following?
Maharil. The Maharil. The Rambam quotes all this from the Maharil. Maharil was later, after the period of the Bali Taisus. They says that was the
Ashkenaz.
Yeah, Ashkenaz.
Even
Ne'eloch Alecha V'yecha means each person lights his own menorah. Not like the Rambam, Ne'eloch Alecha V'yecha, the Balabais lights 10 each night.
How come the wife doesn't light for us? According to the Rambam, the wife should light because he's light. He gives the marshal 8 a.m. times 10.
Right.
So we never put it into the judgment of the wife at any time.
Right, that's a question. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rambam in Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the tour. The Rambam says that since Ishti Kegufoi, so if you're going to have the husband is going to light with the bracha, then the wife is going to light her own menorah with the bracha. So it's as if the same person is lighting twice. Since Ishta Kegufoi, it's considered as if the same person is lighting twice. So that's a bracha labatol. So that's very difficult. Rav Soloveitchik used to ask on that, and the husband says a bracha al achilas matzah, and he eats a kazai, so the wife can't say a bracha al achilas matzah. The husband does natilas lulav. And after the davening, he gives the lulav to his wife. So she's going to shake the lulav. She's going to say a bracha. It's a bracha of atala. It's like the same ishti kegufay. It's considered like the same person shaking lulav a second time. We don't say like that. You don't say ishti kegufa, that it's the same person repeating the mitzvah. Ishti kegufa is a different thing. That if a woman is married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma, ishti kegufa. And the husband is pasul aedus to his wife's cousins, and the husband's cousins are pasul aedus to the wife, ishti kegufa. Whoever is a karev to one of the spouse has a din of kurva to the other spouse also. But you don't say ishti kegufa, that is considered as if it's one person. And the husband said a bracha on achilas matzah. The wife can't say a bracha on achilas matzah. It's very difficult.
Maybe the chiv is on beso, so maybe beso incorporates.
Right. The Gemara says mikra din, it's neri shebeso. All you need is one. All you need is one there for the whole family.
Yeah, but
very difficult. No, but this knage that for each one of the children lights his own menorah, sons and daughters, each one lights his own menorah, except for the wife, because the wife is married to ishti kegufa. So that's a very difficult word. Where do you find ishti kegufa when it comes to mitzvahs? Each person is an entity on his own.
When the children arrive, the candles, this is a chinuch. You prepare them for the future. To know how to light a candle. There is Hanukkah, Nora.
It's more than chinuch. No, the Gemara says the Mahadrin on the Eloch Alechad V'Yechad. The way the Ramah quotes from the Maharil, it's not only chinuch. That's a Mahadrin. That each member of the household should light his own menorah. Each one should light his own menorah.
According to Ramah, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the lighting of the candles, or presuming he's?
They have to light in such a way to accomplish Bissumi Nisa. A person is going to light a candle in a room and no one's going to see it, so there's not Bissumi Nisa. He has to light it in a location. The mitzvah is to light in a way that you will accomplish Bissumi Nisa.
Rabbi Nachmanu thinks that it's the lighting. And Rashi says that it's the Bissumi Nisa. And I think that depends upon whether it's from the Rabbanan or Hanukkah or Midrashah, for example.
We assume it's only Midrashah. We assume Hadlakas Hamner is only Midrashah. The Pashtus is only Midrashah.
Because Rashi says it's a very strong minhag. In other words, of Hanukkah, because it was done. The Gemara was asking, maybe. Maybe you know Hanukkah should not be. Why was Hanukkah pointed out as a yontif, as a minor yontif? It was established
the days of the Beis Hamikdash. After the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, all the other yomtiv were canceled except for Hanukkah.
So the Gemara answers
because it's so before some, it's so angefit. Yeah,
mitzvah. You know, yeah. What kind of mitzvah? They said pasum anisa.
Yeah,
pasum anisa is an exceptional. Exceptional mitzvah.
Right.
And Rashi points out there that it's a very strong minhag and it borders on the rice. So,
Bissumi Nisa is a fulfillment of a mitzvah natar, to make a kiddush Hashem. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he does Nisa, when he does Yeshuas. Yeah. There is an inyan of Kiyam HaMitzvah deraisa. The Chiyiv to light Neris Chanukah is only with the Rabbanan. One is in fulfillment of a mitzvah and a Torah when he lights Neris Chanukah. What, that is true.
If you say kiddush for your wife, if you say ishti kegufa, then you won't have to say that same thing. Bishus, or even though it's ishti kegufa, you do say bishus, you know, it would be hafsak or not, in terms of when you make a mitzvah, or make kiddush.
You say Savri, pay attention. Savri means please pay attention. Shus also, you want her to pay attention. She should listen to every word. You say Bishus. No, not Avsok. It's Lutzorach. You want to make sure everybody pays attention to every word. Yeah.
The Shabbos candles, the wife lights, and most of the husband, why doesn't the husband light?
That's a very good question. Why did they decide that the women have to light the Neir Shabbos? Why did that become the Mishnah has that there are three averes?
Sohar, no?
Huh?
Sohar.
He cups a Neir Shalolim. Yeah, they give a reason al pikabola. Yeah, in Shulchan Aruch they quote from the Shaloh a reason al pikabola. Why the women dafka? But the Mishnah says that the Hadlokas HaNeres Shabbos has to do with the women.
Mamtek Hadinim, it says.
Yeah.
According
to Tosis, Mahadim and Mahadim is going to light fewer candles. It's going to turn out he lights fewer candles. I don't know. That's what Tosis learns. Mahadim and Mahadim doesn't go on Mahadim. Goes back on the Ikadin. Only the Balabais lights the first night one, the second night two. He's going to come out, he's going to light less candles than if you would have had the Ne'eluch Alechad V'yechad. Would have been more candles the other way. I don't know. The Rambam writes about how important it is to light Ne'eris Chanukah. And Halacha Yud Beis, towards the very end of Hilchas Chanukah, Halacha Yud Beis. Mitzvah na Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'od, very beloved mitzvah. Sar chadam lizor bar kedei lahodia hanes lahosid b'shvach hakel v'hodoya lo al hanisim she'osa lanu. The Rambam seems to have understood the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the Lashon HaBraisa from Megillas Tainis that a year after the Nitzachon Avdon Chashmonai in Lashon Acheres kavon v'asom yamim tovim b'halal v'hodoya. So what does mean b'halal v'hodoya? So Rashi says, halal, you got to say halal. Hoidoya, you got to say ala nisim. So the Rambam doesn't say a word about ala nisim. You go through two prokim, Hilchas Chanukah doesn't say a word about ala nisim. Ala nisim he has in Hilchas Tfilah. When you daven Shman Esrei, if it's Rosh Chodesh, you say yalav yavoy. Chalamoid, you say yalav yavoy. If it's Chanukah Purim, say ala nisim. He holds that it's a din in Hilchas Tfilah. Ala nisim is a din. Whenever you daven, they have to mention the Ein HaMa'irav. Today's Shabbos, you got to incorporate something. Today's Rosh Chodesh, today's Chanukah Purim. He doesn't write it as a chelik of the Takonas Chachamim of Chanukah. So what does it mean, Behalav v'Hoidoya? So the Rambam understands Hoidoya means Hadlokas HaMa'irav. That's what he writes over here. When you light the Menorah, you're being Modia HaNes Elohoset B'Shevach HaKel v'Hoidoya Lo Alanis M'Shal Salonu. So the Rambam understands Hadlokas HaMa'irav is the Hoidoya. That's why the Braisa doesn't say a word about Halakas HaMenorah. That's what we spoke about last week. The Braisa says, L'shan HaCheres Kvam HaSam Yotam Mahal V'Hidoya. What happened to Halakas HaMenorah? So we mentioned last week, that's what led Rabbi Shula Kutner, had was one of the Ge'onim in the late 1800s. So he came up with an Einfall historical suggestion that the mitzvah of Halakas HaMenorah was only instituted 200 days later, after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Because Ban HaBayis, they didn't have Halakas HaMenorah. Rav Soloveitchik always used to say this over. Asvara, that they were only misaken Hadlokas HaMenorah after the Churban HaBayis. The Rambam is beferish not so. The Rambam says, when they instituted Chanukah from day number one, they instituted Hadlokas HaMenorah. The Rambam in the beginning. So where does it say? I mean, the Nes of the Pach HaShemen is not mentioned in Al HaNisim. Right? That's a very good question. The Meforshim talk about that. Right. So the Pashtus is that the answer is when you're saying Moedim Anachnu Loch, Anoyde Lecho, in the Birchas Hamos, and we say we thank you for this and we thank you for that, we thank you for things that you did for us. Anisech Shebuchal Yimaman Anifosech V'Tavisech Shebuchal Leizer V'Avakim V'Tzahorayim Al Anisim Al Agvurs. So I'm going to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for making a Nes in the Beis Hamikdash that the Pach HaShemen burned for 8 days. That's, he did a Nes for himself. That's not a Nes for me. I say, I thank you, Rebbeinu Shlom, that we had a Nitzachon in the Milchama. We won the war. They didn't kill us. We survived and we won the war. And we established a government, an independent Jewish government. That's, we thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for what he did for us. We don't have to thank him for what he did for himself. That's his cheshbon. He wanted to make a miracle, so that's that he should have Beis HaMikdash with Hakrovos HaKarbonos. So that's what would appear. The Rambam seems to have understood the Lashon, the Halal v'Hoidoya, Hoidoya goes on Hadlokas HaMenorah. Then the Rambam adds on, Afilu Eilo Mayoichal, even a poor man who doesn't have money to buy food to put on the table, Elamen Atzdoke, he lives off of charity, he has to be sure, he has to borrow money, Amoicha Ksuso, to sell his clothing, V'lokech Shemen V'Neris HaMadlik. The Rambam says, Achidish, where did he get that from? Where does it say that in the Gemara? So the Meforshim point out, it says it's by Arba Kaisis. It says, even an Oni, who gets money from the Tamchui. Tamchui means mam, she has no food. He can't afford to put food on the table. So he takes money from the Tamchui. So So you have to give him money for the purpose of arbekoises. That's considered a necessity. So the Rama puts together, whenever you have a mitzvah that's for the purpose of pesumi nisa, there are a lot of mitzvahs that are zechelanes, but there aren't so many that are pesumi nisa. So pesumi nisa is haseba and arbekoises on Pesach and mikra megillah and halakas neiros chanukah. All of this is pesumi nisa. So the Rama puts it all together. Matzah is only zechelanes. Matzah is not pesumi nisa. By eating matzah, it's not obvious what the story is. But by reading the Megillah, by Halakas Amnara, we are mefarsim in the nes, as if we're telling over the whole story. So whenever there's a mitzvah pesumi nisa, so the Rambam understands that the klal hamevazveis al yevazveis eisim mechaymish doesn't apply. Usually there's a rule, a Jew is not obligated to spend more than one third of his total savings in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Here the guy mamish has nothing, he has to go borrow money. So if it put on tefillin, not mechuyev to. And to shake a lulav and to sit in sukkah, not mechuyev to borrow money. Only for a mitzvah pesumi nisa. That's what Rav Soloveitchik once said, Hezba, why should that be so? Whenever we perform a mitzvah that's for the purpose of pesumi nisa, so we're implying to the Rabbanu Shlom, you went out of your way, you did a nes, you broke the chuk yateva, do us a toiva, continue to do nisim for us today. So we're calling upon the Rabbanu Shlom, we should go out of his way to be mishane, sidrei bereishis, but we're going to be yoiz gecheshmen. We're not going to spend more than chaymish. More than amavaz alivaz is yoiz mechaymish. So he said, no, if you want the Rabbanu Shlom to go out of his way to do a nes, to break that, so you have to strengthen the chanos a little bit also. You have to go out of your way. So that's what the Rambam says, by all of the mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa, he says, you have to go out of your way, afilu oni, vein lamayochel, ala min atzdoke, has to be shoy lamayochel ksuso, in order to buy shemen. Very fascinating. In this week's Sedra, the Torah tells us that Parah had a cholam and he needed someone to interpret the dream, and then they suggested Yosef. Yosef was sitting in prison for 2 years. So they had no barber in the prison, and they didn't change their clothing. So he was smelly and greasy and dirty. Everything was gefelach. So the Pasuk says when they took him out of prison, Vaygalach, he had to take a haircut. Vaychalev simloy sar, he puts on normal clothes. He doesn't wear the old fashmolten and filthy begotten. And he goes and he appears in front of Paramelech and Tzrayim. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, the Baliyatos and Chumash are bothered with Akasha. The Gemara has a tradition that Rosh Hashanah, it was Rosh Hashanah when Yosef has Yotzei the Beis Asur. So he asked Akasha, if Kiyim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTarkul Ad Shelo Nitna, if the Ovis Avraham Yitzchak Niyankim Mistama Deshvatim also, so how does he take a shave on Rosh Hashanah? How's he allowed it? He's violating the ABCs of the Jewish religion. How does he shave on Rosh Hashanah? What?
Yaakov Avinu didn't keep him with words.
Okay, that's one answer. That's how the Ramban suggests. Ramban suggests that they only volunteered to fulfill the mitzvahs. Koyde Matan Torah and Eretz Yisrael Chutzlaz and everything.
They forced them to take a shave. I mean, what's he going to
do? Okay, simple. They're very simple answer. So the Chasam Sefer has in his drushes another fascinating answer that goes as follows. He says, you're talking about Amidas Chasidus, Afruma Shtik, Afruma Zach. The Torah wasn't given yet, but the others were where they did, as an Enem Mitzvah V'yayseh, they would be careful not to violate Rosh Hashanah. That's a midas chasidus. This is a real din. Out of koid malchus, there's a real din. You have to have one of the seven mitzvahs benenoch is dinim. Dinim includes you got to have respect for the government. It's also part of dinim. So he's going to appear in front of the king, ungeboxen, all dirty and sloppy beard and everything all sloppy. Whenever there's a conflict between a real din and a voluntary midas chasidus, of course you have to observe the real din. Of course, Ve'igalach Ve'ichalev Simloisav, even though it was Rosh Hashanah. I remember the Mashgiach Zuchan Levracha always used to talk about that in the yeshiva. He said, a lot of times a person puts on a talis and he wants to do atifa. He starts swinging around the tzitzis and he smacks someone else in the face. He wants to do Afruma Midas Chasidus, so he bumps into someone else. You want to do Midas Chasidus? Make sure you don't violate the ABCs. You're not supposed to knock someone else in the head. So he used to say, every so often he would, every Rosh Hashanah before Tkiyas, if you give a whole Musar Shmos. So on one occasion, he was fond of saying, he said it a few times, this Rosh, that we have a practice that we blow Mea Koilas on Rosh Hashanah. What's the Mea Koilas supposed to be? So many of the sources say that it's keneged the Meya Koilois that Imid the Sisra. When Sisra was killed in the Mocha Yoelish, as Chaim HaKeni killed him, so his mother was waiting for him to come back victorious in battle. She's
places.
Waiting and waiting. So she's crying, and then there's such
but
a medrash.
Yes,
so Imid the Sisra was sobbing. She shed 100 tears. So because of Imid the Sisra, that's why we blow Meir Kurlis. What's the connection? What we? She was a mashas. Her son was a terrorist. She trained him to be a terrorist. So what do we feel bad about? So the Mashgiach, so there are different suggestions what the Pshat is, what this is all about. So the Mashgiach used to say, he was fond of saying this word. Yoel Eishes Chevra Keni had to save the Jewish people. So she killed Sisra, she did a good thing. But Nebuch the mother didn't have to suffer. So whenever you're doing a mitzvah, you have to see to it that other people shouldn't suffer. So on Rosh Hashanah, we should make a cheshbon. We should all make a cheshbon. We did a lot of mitzvahs chesed, we did a lot of mitzvahs. When we did the mitzvahs, did we step on someone else's toes? Did we hurt other people's feelings when we were doing the mitzvahs? That's like the Chassam Sefer says over here. A lot of times, we're not balanced. We're looking to do afrum and midas chassidus, and we're a violation of real dinim. You hurt someone's feelings, you insult somebody like that. It has to be with a balance.
Very good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Which
Mashkiach? Lesson. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I am lighting to another.